Good morning, a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. President Donald Trump opened up a whole thread of rage on Twitter yesterday in response to the New York Times report over the weekend on Saturday that Mexico's concessions were not a result of pressure from tariffs, but rather months of preparation. The random rant accused the Times of being fake news and disputed the premise of the story, if not any of the actual facts.
Well, the Times basically said this was all agreed to, so what he's doing is claiming victory when there is no victory. You already had it. Look, his behavior is making more and more people sort of scratch their heads and say, this isn't right, because this is the president of the United States. And basically, if he's lying to the American people, that, to put it mildly, ain't good. Because if you lie about one thing, you'll lie about another. Now, this pattern of lying, we know, has been documented again and again by the Washington Post, which has tens of thousands of lies. Well, the problem is that we have allies around the world. And when you pull the rug out from under people, when you purposely poke them in the eye, when you indicate that everything is a matter of negotiation rather than trust, it's really bad. And that really causes chaos. One thinks for a second and say, okay, now if he does that, is that impeachable? Maybe not. In other words, is impeachment this kind of misbehavior, this lying that we have seen again and again? So if you're going to get him, if he's going to be impeached, it's going to be on something very specific and very wrong. For example, is he making money from his office? Is he getting people to go into the hotel and getting the profits from that? So ironically, the worst part is that if he is impeached, he'll get impeached from something that is minor compared to the terrible chaos internationally among friends and everything else that we have.
Well, that in-depth Times piece follows another Times story that looks at William Barr. People are trying to figure out Barr. He's busy stockpiling power, is the headline, Alan, but they spoke to a number of people who have known Barr over the years. Many say he's not the guy they once knew.
Well, it was Freud who basically maintained that character doesn't change, and I am a great believer in that. Our character doesn't change. I'm who I am. You are who you are. And Trump is Trump. We know that. We've seen it from the beginning. Things haven't changed. For people to go around saying Barr isn't the guy they once knew, hey, a lot of people were kissing his fanny when he was the attorney general before. They wanted to believe in him because, you know, when you're kowtowing to power, you don't want to recognize your own fallibility. I think most human beings have different sides to them, but I think we have seen quite enough from Mr. Barr in terms of his genuflection to this president and what it all means. He may have some good stuff in him. When we heard him testify before the Senate when his nomination was up, David, you sort of liked him and you said, he's not going to do anything that's wrong, but he certainly has, and that's all you got to know.
Meanwhile, from the AP this morning, top Democratic leaders may be in no rush to launch an impeachment inquiry, but the party is launching a series of hearings this week on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The slate of televised sessions on the report means a new intensified focus on the Russia probe and puts it on the investigative path.
Well, the first question, David, is who shows up? You know, they're asking a lot of people to show up, and people are basically following the president's orders and saying no. Mueller, for example, would be a very interesting witness. Now, here's the thing about Mueller and appearing. He's a guy who's quite cautious. He's been very strict about his principles. He's not coming, unless, of course, the Congress makes him come with a subpoena. He'll be different than some of the other people who have been surrounding the president and doing his bidding. But if he shows up, there will be a lot of questions. Now, the thing that I don't get is if you're the president of the United States, do you pick on the one guy who can destroy you? Because he is. Every day, it's like the picadors and Ferdinand the Bull, they're sticking him. And one wonders whether that's the smartest way for Trump to be proceeding. He must be scared to death because one day it's good. Most of the time, it's quite bad. People around him are quite bad about it. But remember, this is a Republican, Mueller is, and this is a guy who has tremendous respect. So that's why they're scared of him, because of that respect.
Who gets the respect of the electorate when it comes to the Democratic presidential candidates, Alan? From Iowa, Joe Biden retaining a lead among likely Iowa caucus goers, but both he and Senator Bernie Sanders have lost ground over the past 3 months, while Senator Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg have made clear gains. I also saw that Senator Gillibrand and the mayor of New York City, de Blasio, are still at 0%.
Well, she is the senator from New York and deserves respect. But I just truly believe she's making a bit of a fool of herself. She's out there. People just don't give her the credibility she thinks she deserves. And she hangs in there and says, it's just a matter of talking to one more person. Got to get around. Got to do that. We've talked to Governor Cuomo about her. We've talked to several other people. Nobody is rushing to be with her. That's for sure. As for the mayor, I have no idea what he's doing. He's not a popular figure in New York. He's not a popular figure nationally. And he's not doing himself a lot of good. Apparently, he just has no place to go. He's term limited as mayor. And that, of course, leaves Joe Biden in the lead. This week, he really got hurt because he announced his support for the Hyde Amendment and that he was reversing that support. But there are a lot of people who are shaking their head and saying, this is a guy I like. Why is he doing that? Sure won't help him in the Democratic primary. On the other hand, David, it looks like right now, at least right now, based on this poll, and I think it's a little early, he still maintains his lead. Bernie Sanders still maintains his popularity. And somebody like Elizabeth Warren has to be robbing votes from Bernie Sanders.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you. Let's get to work.
Let's go. It's Monday morning. We have lots of work to do.